Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Today is the 7th of Menachem Av, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Zion Menachem Av, July 25th, 2023. Today is for a Refuah Shlema for Moshe Zelig ben Rachel Devorah and Moshe Pinchas ben Sara. And I want to note that next week in Rosh Hashem, we will have another break. I'll be away. And I apologize for last week, which is an emergency. Baruch Hashem, we're here today. That's what really counts at the moment. And it was decided that I was going to talk to you about the significance of the numbers of the Vav that we were doing. And we were doing one more in that style. And that's going to be number 55, which was a couple weeks ago. Because I was celebrating the fact that we've come to this point, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, and that we've been together and learned so much about bitachon and miros. So what is the significance of this number 55 that has to do with bitachon? It flashed into my mind immediately. The Chafetz Chaim, besides all his other svarim, he also wrote a sefer that addresses parsha by parsha having to do with shmiras halashon and miros. It's not the regular Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's part of Shmiras HaLashon. If you look in Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Sheni Perek Yud Gimel, in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, he tells us something about Parshas Shmos, and it has everything in the world to do with Vad number 55, which was a couple weeks ago. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, at the burning bush, at the Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was empowering Moshe Rabbeinu with the task to take out Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And it says, Vayan Moshe, Vayomer. Moshe answered, he lifted his voice, and he said, Dehein lo yaminu li. How do you translate the word hein? Widely translated as they, we know that that is not accurate, because if the word hey nun, which is the same as nun hey, if it would mean they, he would have said hein with a mem to include the whole population of men and women. The word hein, when it refers to they, is exclusively feminine. So it cannot mean they. It has to mean something else. What does the word hein lo yaminu li? Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem, you're entrusting me with the task of taking Bnei Yisrael out, of delivering them from Mitzrayim? The Targum renders it as veha, because the word vehein means hine. Hein is like hine, behold. What is the connotation of the word hein or hine? It's definite. They definitely will not believe me. They won't believe in me. What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ribbono shel Olam, you want me to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? Hein lo yaminu li. Behold, they won't believe me. I was learning this, preparing this at my table, and I put it out there. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu so positive that the Jews won't believe him, that Hashem sent him? Many explanations. Ibn Ezra tells us in Parshas Yisro, they grew up in a society which was totally skeptical and cynical about there being any such thing as nevuah or prophecy. So they won't believe that Hashem spoke to me. They've grown up in a society like this, a primitive, uncultured ancient Egypt. My daughter-in-law Sharon suggested it's Moshe Rabbeinu's extreme humility. I'm positive they won't believe me. Who am I? We see that that's really true because Hashem got angry at him later because of his excessive anava, his humility, which sometimes there's no place for humility. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends us on a mission, we have to go do it. I can tackle this task, this privilege of mastering the meat of bitachon, for example. I'm not going to be humble and say, oh, I'm below the task. No, that's just too much for me. I have so much anxiety. I have so much worry. I'm just using it as an example. We're not supposed to be humble in a case like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu is very humble, and he says, they're not going to believe me. Other reasons, he has a speech impediment, or whatever that means, according to Chazal. Below Yishmu Bakoli, they won't listen to my voice. Ki Yomru, because they will say, and this is Moshe speaking to Hashem, Lo Nira Elecha Hashem. Hashem did not appear to you. Yomer Lo Hashem. What did Hashem say to Moshe? And again, in case you joined us in progress, we're looking at the word Nun Hey, which is really Hein, which is Hey Nun. It means definite. It's the definite negative forecast. That's what today is all about. That we're not supposed to embrace and look at and focus on negativity in the forecast, in the predictions and speculations, in theories, in probability, in statistics, in hypotheses. No, we're not supposed to say, Hein lo yaminu li. Behold, for sure, it's not going to work out well. We're going to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, his conversation with Hashem. Why do we learn Chumash? We learn how to act, and we also learn which midos we should take and which midos we should discard. So the definite conclusion that it's not going to turn out okay, which, by the way, I was talking this over with someone. Does anybody have the same tendency that I have? Right away, the Yetzer Hara says, Chas v'shalom, it's not going to work out. The Yetzer Hara says, it's going to be the worst. It's purely the Yetzer Hara, because we know it's not true. Look back at our lives. It's not true that it's not going to work out. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein, behold, lo yaminu li. Hashem said, Mazeh biyadecha. What is this in your hand? And you know the famous Rashi? Mizeh shebiyadecha. It's like all one word. Instead of saying, what is this in your hand? He said, you know, he's referring to Moshe's staff. From this that's in your hand, ataroi lilkos, you need to suffer. You will be punished. Meaning, it turns into a snake and chases him. And he's scared of it. Why? Because he said Lashon Hara about Bnei Yisrael. When I am positive, Chas v'shalom, that things won't turn out okay, not only is that in itself a negative midah, and it is self-defeating, but it also leads to other problems like Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael is because Moshe Rabbeinu was positive it wasn't going to work out okay. So if I am sure that things won't work out, then that could lead me to Lashon Hara. I'll talk about the people who I think are going to make it not work out, the people who I perceive have caused me troubles in the past. My attitude is supposed to be, it will work out. It can work out. It can be okay. And if you say, oh, come on, you're not realistic. No, I am realistic. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not supposed to say, hey, no yaminu li, that it's definite that it won't work out. Hashem taught it that lesson. This is like any other mitzvah. You're supposed to have a positive attitude. It's all about optimism. So, chashadata b'ksheirim, Hashem said to Moshe. Also, negativity and worry and anxiety could lead to choshed b'ksheirim, to suspect other people. Because if I'm in the negative mode, then really that launches, that activates the negative attitude, and then I start suspecting or accusing people in my mind. And then in Pasuk Gimel, by the burning bush, it says, Vayihi l'nachash, it became a snake. So Rashi explained, Hashem hinted to him that he said Lashon Hara about Bnei Yisrael. Because he said, they're not going to believe me. And therefore, he did what the original snake did. Remember the Nachash in Bereshis? What did the Gemara say that the Nachash did? He said to Adam and Chava, you can eat from the Eitz Hadas, no problem. Oh, why did Hashem tell you not to eat from it? That's because there's competition in the building industry. You know what I mean, he told Adam and Chava. Hashem ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's how he built the world. So he doesn't want any rivalry. So therefore, he said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, because he really doesn't want you to build worlds the way he did. Chazal explained to us that was the original Motzi Shemra, absolutely, obviously, absolutely false Lashon Hara, and the Nachash was the first professional slanderer. So the snake, also by Moshe, it chased him and he was afraid. Because Hashem said, you did what the Nachash did, by the way. You shouldn't have said Lashon Hara about Bnei Yisrael. So the Chafetz Chaim has a question on this whole incident. Well, the Chaira affects the Chafetz Chaim. He asks the following question. Mazeh shehikpid all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was Hashem upset at him? Halo hoyetzorech lishol davar zeh. Doesn't a person have to try to figure out, like, let's say this thing fails. Let's say my project fails. Let's say the weather fails me. Let's say my medical prognosis isn't good. Let's say, what if? What's going to be? Aren't we supposed to ask that? Aren't we supposed to address it? Why is Hashem upset at him? He needed to ask Hashem. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Meshamati mipi hagon Reb Eliyahu Shik, Zichron Livracha. I heard from Reb Eliyahu Shik, the hakpada hoisa asha amar hein. Hein lo yaminu. It's because he's positive it's not going to work out. Now what I take out of this, what I extract from this, is that I tell myself, stop, being positive that it's not going to work out. Stop snapping to the negative and saying, oh yeah, it's not going to work out. I have to really cleanse myself, clear myself of this attitude. It is not good for anybody. The attitude is that it will work out. It can work out. Oh yes, I will plan for anything. And it's actually therapeutic to have in mind, in the back of my mind, how to deal with what's a strategy in every outcome. But my attitude is supposed to be that there's definitely a chance that it will work out. And in Mirza Shem, the more we talk on, then the more positive. It can only help. This is what I say to myself. In the thick of tzaros, chas v'shalom, when I'm enveloped with overwhelming challenges, I say, why have bitachon now? Because it can only help. The more bitachon, the more salvation. That's what we'll be continuing with in the Chafetz Chaim when he talks to soldiers on the battlefield. Now, what greater crisis is there than bullets whizzing around? I don't know. It's hard to think of one. Oh, yeah, you could try to argue that there are some like that. The bullets of life whiz around us sometimes, and we feel overwhelmed. So the more bitachon, then the greater the salvation, then that's my weapon. That's my armament. So instead of saying, how can I have bitachon now? I'm just not in the frame of mind. Hello, it's exactly the opposite. I need to have bitachon now. I can create my own world of salvation. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us, when Moshe said, hein, which is hine, lo yaminu li, hu davar muchlat, he was positive, it was definitive, that they're not going to believe him. That's what his mistake was. You might say, what do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? He's the giant of giants. He's the greatest of the great. He's the deepest of the deep, the holiest of the holy. What kind of statement can you say that he made an error like that? On his level, whatever his calculation was, he said, it's definite. They're not going to listen to me. Hoyel Olomar, here's one of my favorites. Instead of saying, hein, behold, it's not going to work out. Behold, it's definitely not going to work out. Change one letter. Change one letter. Don't say, hein. Can you tell me what word should he have said to change that word into lest? Or what if it doesn't work out? That's right. You got it. Instead of hein, hoyel olomar pen lo yaminu li. Lest. Maybe. It's like shema. Let's say it doesn't work out. Let's say they don't listen to me. Kedavar safek, make it a doubt. So when he got saras, he also got saras at the burning bush. Everybody remember that? If you say that he got saras, which he did, it says it clearly in Parsha Shmos, that means that Moshe got saras for Lashon Hara on Klal Yisrael. Miriam got saras in Parsha Svalos, Chaperik Yud Beis, for saying Lashon Hara on Moshe. And the Gemara Shabbos says that Aaron, according to one Shita, also got saras for hearing Lashon Hara about Moshe later on in Chumash, which just summarizes and shows us that all three siblings, the three leaders of the generation, it says in the Treyaser I sent before you, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, this is just a little bubble thought here, all three of them, if you use that one sheet on the Gemara Shabbos, they all got Saras at some time, Miriam and Moshe definitely did, so in case anybody ever makes a mistake, in case anybody ever says Lashon Hara, we should not be shattered by that error and think, oh, I'm no good, I'm terrible, I can't move on. Look, the three leaders of the generation did get Saras. So what happened was, when Moshe got this Saras, again, Hashem hinted to him, it says in Pasuk Vav, over there by the burning bush, that he said Lashon Hara when he said, they won't believe me. That's why he got Saras. So what caused this calamity at the burning bush? It's because Moshe Rabbeinu expresses with certainty that things aren't going to work out. Why do we learn Chumash? So we learn from this that we are not supposed to express certainty that things are not going to work out. Actually, it's the opposite. And the Chafetz Chaim continues. Chazal say, when Hashem said to him later, Hein korbo yamecho lamus, behold, you know that Hashem used the same word. He said, behold, your days have come close to die. Now, there's a lot of hains being thrown around. There's a medrash called Medrash Misas Moshe. It's quoted in Rishonim, near the end of the Torah. So there's this word hain, which has the connotation of finality and something definitive. It's the Lashon of behold, which is what it's all about right now, because we're talking about when we were learning Nun He, which is the 55 number of Vav. That's what the topic is, in case you joined us halfway through. So Hashem says to him later, Hein korbu yamecha lamus. Behold, your days have come close to die. Moshe said back to him, what? Ribono shel olam, how can you take me with that word, hey, that is definite? Behen kol asticha, I praise you with the word, hey. Shenemar is another hey. Hey, behold, Lashem Elokecha. He's speaking to the Bnei Yisrael. To Hashem, your God, Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim, are the heavens of the heavens. So he says, Ribono Shalom, I use the word hein, the nun hey, in a positive way. How can you use it against me and saying, hein, karbo yamecha lamus? Your days are definitely here to die. Uvahein hashivosali, you're returning me that type of retribution with the word hein, that I'm definitely going to leave the world? Ah, but Hashem said, wait a minute, there was a different pain. The one we started out with today. Omar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to him, hold on a second here. Gamata omarta. You also said that things are going to fall flat. You also said that things are going to crash. And you were positive. Pain lo yaminu li. So the Chofetz Chaim says, what's going on actually in this conversation? Bizarre dialogue between Moshe and Hashem. Right before Moshe leaves the world. What? We're throwing hanes around? Toss it back. Throw me a hane. What's going on? No. Chofetz Chaim says the explanation is very simple. Hashem said, Davar Mukhlat, it's time for you to die. That was very difficult for Moshe to swallow, of course, to digest. He said, I praise you with the word hane. The hane kelasticha. Hane, Hashem elokecha. Speaking to Bnei Israel earlier in the Torah, behold, to Hashem your God, or the heavens, everything belongs to Hashem. That's a praise to Hashem with the word hein. Hashem said back to him, no, but you were definitely sure that Bnei Israel wouldn't believe you, and you said the word hein. So I'm using a definite word that you need to leave the world now. So what we get out of this is, I'll tell you what I get out of this. I'm doing this for my own self-improvement. I am not supposed to have a negative attitude. It is not good for anybody. It leads to a lot of mitos problems besides literally mitzvah observance problems like Shmiras HaLashon. Many times people say, oh, you're learning the laws of Lashon Hara. Why don't you try to get to the root of it? This is the root. The root of it is positivity. With positivity, we have Lashon Tov. And of course, you know that I was going to do this. I'm going to mention the Gemara Yuma Daf Test that says, Sinas Chinam destroyed the second base of Mikdash. And the Chofetz Chaim elaborates earlier in his Svarim that it's much more than Sinas Chinam. It's Lashon Hara. One of the, if not, it's the main issue rooted in negativity that we try at this time of year especially to uproot, to root it out. Now a person says, well, wait, isn't it a negative and sad and depressing time? We will not spend the next 15 minutes explaining how to sort out our thoughts and emotions in the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. But one thing we have to realize is, and you can listen to Rabbi Mandel, Rabbi Golombek, they'll explain it to you. And if you don't listen to those great people, we have to realize, I'm telling myself, we have to be able to compartmentalize. It says in Eicha, Kora Olai Moed, Hashem called a meeting time upon me when he destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. What's a Moed? A Moed. We don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av because it's a Moed. It's like a holiday. What's the holiday? It's that Hashem cares. He cares so much to take out Hamaso, his rage, on the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, which is destroyed instead of Bnei Yisrael being destroyed. The ultimate love and compassion that cannot be emphasized enough. So that creates positivity. You look in the Pirush called the Palgemaim on Eicha. In the second parak, I believe, of Eicha, it was written by Rabbeinu Yaakov Melisa, the Nesivos. You know, in the Yeshivas, we know the Ketos and the Nesivos. The Nesivos HaMishpat, in his Pirush, he takes Pasik by Pasik by Pasik and shows that Eicha, the Lamentations, is upbeat, it's positive, it's optimistic, not what meets the eye. Much deeper than what meets the eye. We have a positive, optimistic side to Tisha B'Av. We have to maintain that. It's not a holiday of depression. It's a holiday of meeting with Hashem. Comes along. Yes, it's mourning, of course. Comes along the Chofetz Chaim and explains, when he said, Hein lo yaminu li, this is absolutely astonishing. Goram sheyimotsu anoshim sheyefakfaku b'nevuaso. Did you catch that? By saying it. Now, we have negative thoughts. It's normal. I told you before, when I hear possibilities, my Yetzirah tells me right away, it's my nature, it's whatever, my element of offer, whatever I'm made of, the four elements, and I have this predominant one of, let's say, earthliness that pulls me down toward depression, let's say, toward being pessimistic. By thinking that, we can't control our thoughts so much, except by fostering a positive attitude, by learning about bitachon and emunah as we're doing. But saying it on Moshe's level, the Chofetz Chaim suggests, actually created an outcome. Now, why am I talking about this? To realize we can create outcomes. By saying, they won't believe me, there were people who didn't believe in him. Kamase de Korach. Azazak the Chofetz Chaim. If the Chofetz Chaim didn't say it, how could anybody ever say it? He says, well, wait a minute. The Korach uprising ended okay, didn't it? Because the prophecy of Moshe was proven. He was vindicated. The rebels were swallowed up. Some of them were burnt. All that happened. But still, the fact that he went through the ordeal that he went through, that was absolutely catastrophic for Klal Yisrael, that some people had to be swallowed up. The Chofetz Chaim asserts that by saying, behold, definitely they won't believe me, by saying that, as a result, that created people who wouldn't believe in him. That's the power of Dibur. So let's just look at the positive. The positive side is that we can create positive outcomes. I can say, Be'ezrat Hashem, this is going to be okay. This medical situation is going to come out okay. Well, a person is going to say, oh, you're not realistic. You're not. Wait a minute. Is it possible to come out okay? Yes. Am I allowed to think that it's going to come out okay? Yes. Must I? Should I? Yes, because why not do what's best for myself and for the family and for everybody? But it's with not only medical, it's with parnasa and its relationships. Remember, over and over again, we're mentioning the three types of situations and circumstances that the Rambam summarizes Eov so beautifully in the Moreh Nevuchim, the Guide for the Perplexed. And these three areas of health and relationships, especially with children and relatives, and parnasa, we're allowed, and we need to really think about the positive possibility. First, think of that it could be possible. First, entertain that at least it's possible to come out okay, and then take it to the next level. Employ, activate bitachon powers, as the Chofetz Chaim writes to the soldiers on the battlefield, to create the positive outcome. This is what we call practical bitachon. Let's utilize it. So we see that Hashem really cares, first of all, about what we say and what we think. And it's very kedai to continue working on this nida. And this was about the nun hey. This was the 55, the hey nun, which is the definite. So when I come out, I'm telling myself, Muster, don't be a pessimist. Don't say it's definitely not going to be okay, because there's a lot of that out there. There's a lot of this negativity out there, and it influences us. So therefore, my summary for this, before we conclude in our last 5 minutes, is don't be sure it will turn out bad. That's the first thing. Don't be sure it will turn out bad, because step one, at least think it can turn out okay. Step two, think it will turn out okay. That can only improve. Will it be perfect? It might not be perfect. It might not, maybe it's not exactly how I envision perfection and coming out okay, but I am able and I need to have these thoughts. On this, the last 5 minutes of today, Baruch Hashem, we're going back into the original text. The Chofetz Chaim speaks to the soldiers, the Jewish soldiers who are in the Poland or the Russian army in his sefer called Machne Yisrael. And if you remember, if you were with us in the beginning, over a year and months ago already, we started with this, and we intermittently continue in the text. When other thoughts and insights come up, that's where I go out to those insights. We just want to read a little bit in the Chofetz Chaim, in the Machne Yisrael. The Af Im Roeh, even if a soldier sees Shemachne Oyev Shekenegdo, that the camp of the enemy against him, the opposing army, who harbe ma'odu ma'od, is very, very many people there. Translated into daily challenges, it looks very, very unlikely that I can persevere, that I can come out okay. If that's how it looks, Even so, al yerach levavo al yedei zeh. Let the person's heart not be softened because of this. You know what I get out of that? I get out of this that there's a place for a hard heart. Yes, we always say, oh, I'm k'shei orif. You have a lev evin. The Gemara Sukkah says one of the names for the Yetzirah is evin. It's like a stone. But then there's the time that our heart has to be like a stone. In the face of challenge and struggle and hardship, chas v'shalom, and anxiety and anticipation of what's going to be, we have to have a heart that is firm, not soft. It's written, Ein ha-melech no shaber of choyel. The king is not saved because of an abundance of his army. It is not the size of the army that causes victory. A mighty person will not be rescued because of how much strength he has. That is not why the person perseveres and the person prevails. Is it important to do ishtadlus? Yes. Is it important to do exercise? Yes. Is it important to try to work on military strategies and skills? Yes. Is that what secures the victory? No. That is the ishtadlus that is necessary. It is the Ratzon Hashem that sees us through everything. Sheker asus l'Yeshua, it says in the Pasuk. The horse is false as the means for salvation. Meaning, it's not the horse that wins. We might need to employ the vehicles of battle, of warfare, but that is not what lands us the victory. It's only Hishtadlus, which in Mirat Hashem we'll get into the science of Hishtadlus again, as we did last year. Especially through the Mesiros Yesharim and the Pirush of Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, on the Mesiros Yesharim, the topic of Hishtadlus. But we should never ever think that it's the efforts of a human being or of anything physical that is the salvation. Hine ein Hashem el yureyav. The eye of Hashem is toward those who fear Him. Hashem looks toward those who fear Him. Hashem looks toward those who wait and hope for His kindness. If I say to myself, Yud Ke Vav Ke, I look in front of me and I do what the halacha says, just keep halacha, and I view in front of me the name of Hashem, Yud Ke Vav Ke, the four letters with the vowels, the same as the vowels that are in the word Yira, plugging those vowels, those nekudos in there, I look at that in front of me, I think of it, that is what will save me. Even if I'm not a perfect by far, but at the moment of crisis or any ordeal, I think about Hashem. And that's who's going to save me, through doctors, through people who sign my check, through whoever else it is. To save from death their souls. As the Chafetz Chaim will be explaining, that the more bitachon, then the more hatzala, the more salvation we have, the more success we have. It is absolutely proportionate. Thank you so much for joining us today. Emir Tashem, we will not be having a VOD next week because we'll be away. But Be'ezras Hashem, in 2 weeks from today, we hope to continue. And we will discuss the theme that the Chafetz Chaim says over and over and over, that bitachon can only help. So I'm going to part with the thought that when things are enveloping me and overwhelming me, and I say, what place is there for bitachon? Actually, the only way to go is with bitachon. Hashem should help us to have only simcha and a real moed this year on Tisha B'Av. Hatzlacha Rabba. Thank you.